Hi, everybody. This is Boots, or Little Mistress Boots, if you're nasty.
And this is Princess April. What you're about to hear is a collaborative effort created by Boots and myself. I wrote the script, wrote all the music, created all the sound effects, and edited it all together. And I also performed the character of Sarah in the audio.
And I recorded and performed the vocals for the narrator.
The most important part. But before Boots gets a word in edgewise and you hear it for yourself, we need to tell you the important stuff. This audio was an original work of fantasy created by adults for adults only. If you are under the age of 18, you must stop listening now.
Script and music are copyright Princess April, and the audio is copyright Little Mistress Boots and Princess April. All rights are reserved. Please do not rehost, repost, copy, or in any way attempt to circumvent our exclusive right to distribute this audio the way we see fit.
Boots and I can both be found and contacted on Reddit. If you see this audio posted anywhere other than Reddit's family of Gone Wild Audio and related subreddits, Soundgasm, Princess April's Patreon, or Boots' OnlyFans page, it's likely not authorized.
Finally, this audio contains some darker themes. Please carefully consider the tags it was posted with before you listen. And remember, this is only a fantasy. We do not condone these activities or viewpoints in real life.
Now, without further delay, it's time for Boots to hook you.
Hello, sweetie. I'm Boots. Nice to meet you. How are you doing? I'm here to help you relax. I'm gonna take you on a little journey. I want you to know that it's totally safe and you'll be completely fine afterwards. Okay? Now, what I want you to do is lay back on your bed or a comfortable chair, close your eyes, and relax. I'm here to guide you, okay? It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be sexy. I promise. I want to imagine that you're just a regular person. That's not hard, right? And it's not too hard to imagine that you're sitting at your desk or at a table with your laptop or even in bed and you're online surfing for porn. That's easy for you to picture, right? You do that all the time. You're just trying to find some pretty girls to look at. You know what I'm talking about. Soft young women who are willing to show off their bodies. Girls with perky tits and smooth arms who aren't afraid to have sex with strange men so people can look at them. Girls with shaved legs and pretty pussies. It's okay. That's natural. A lot of people like to look at pretty girls, both men and women and everyone in between. The thing is, though, sometimes when you look at a woman's gorgeous body and cute face, maybe it's a little confusing. Right? Most people might secretly want to fuck her. And maybe you do too. That's okay. That's the whole point, right? But that's not all you think about, is it? you don't just imagine what it would be like to be with her. You imagine what it would be like to be her. Isn't that right? Have you ever wondered what it would be like to be a girl like that? What it would be like to be stuffed with cock after cock, day after day? A bright young porno star, the center of all that attention? A good girl who gets used, or a bad girl who gets punished? A flirty girl who gets everything she's asking for, and more. What would it be like to be a slut like her? A girl who's been turned into a toy by the men who use her. Well, on your never-ending quest for dirty, nasty little porn girls to look at, you come across an interesting website. It's called girlsaremagic.com. So many cute girls. Just the kind of women you like. Pretty smiles. Flirty eyes. Teasy girls who want you to look at them. And on this site, each girl has several picture sets, and each picture set tells a little story. Well, on this day, the first girl that catches your eye is a short, young, 19-year-old named Sarah. What a pretty name, right? Sarah has plump, shiny lips and big, innocent eyes that look so sweet, and yet make a nasty promise. They invite you to click on her pictures and see what a pretty little doll she is. She has perky, round breasts with erect nipples and a tossable little body. This particular sequence of pictures shows Sarah dressed up as a street hooker. A short micro skirt, a tight fishnet top, tall clicky heels, and a pretty belly button with a flashy piercing dangling down her stomach. Brand new to the streets, she's trying to earn her living by making random strangers come. A whore named Sarah. Unfortunately, Sarah's been caught, locked in a jail cell, her full lips wrapped around a monster cock that belongs to a police officer who's teaching the bad girl a lesson. But you can see her soft brown eyes in the pictures, and something about them makes you feel like they're looking straight into you. Even as the officer's cock is buried deep in her throat, you feel her fear, her excitement, the deep humiliation she must feel. Somehow, you start to empathize with her. Not just with the girl in the pictures, but with the hooker in the jail cell. And as you stare into the eyes of this pretty little hooker with a comically large cock stuffed balls deep inside her as she's chained to the bars of her cell, you feel yourself start to zone out. You feel your head getting lighter. You wonder how she's feeling. You wonder what she's thinking. And you can't breathe as you watch her. You barely even notice when the words of a dirty limerick float across your screen as they invade your open, empty mind. Are you ready? Ready for Sarah to hook you? Sarah was a tasty little teen who sold blowjobs and cookies on the street. She was caught getting fucked, so a cop locked her up and then sampled her wares for free.
You really fucked up, whore. What are you, 19 years old? Getting an early start in life, huh? No, come here. There you go. Come on. Down the hallway, bitch.
You find yourself walking, but you were just sitting at your computer a second ago, right? Not anymore. Now you find yourself in a dark, echoey hallway, walking. But as you become more and more aware of your surroundings, you realize you can't move your hands. They are stuck behind your back. You try to move them, but something around your wrists prevents you. Handcuffs? But that's not possible. Is it?
How long have you been selling yourself, huh? Couple of weeks? I bet your pussy's still tight. We're gonna find out. No, shut up. You did this to yourself, whore.
Finally, you feel a strong tension on the back of your scalp. Then you realize your head is being held by a strong fist, pulling on your long, soft hair. You aren't just walking. You're being led. You're being handled like a disobedient little criminal, pulled down a hallway lined with dark, filthy jail cells. You start to feel the fear in your stomach, the helplessness. Then you realize how big everything looks and how small you feel.
Oops, where are you going? Huh? You're not going anywhere. You're mine now.
You shiver at the size and strength of the hand that holds your hair. You are being marched forward, and you realize you don't have the strength to do anything about it. You realize you can't get away from him, because when you move to try, he simply tightens his grip, making you yelp in pain in a small feminine voice as he orders you to keep walking.
Keep walking, slut.
Jail cell after jail cell. Bar after thick steel bar. You feel awkward in your small body. There's extra weight on your chest. There are tall, unsteady heels on your feet. You feel like you're about to tip forward with every step. Your calves tight. Your butt sticking out behind you. A cool breeze wafting up between your bare thighs. You look down and see a tiny microskirt stretched around your waist and a short pair of toned, shaved legs below it. And your face flushes when you realize you're not wearing underwear. You taste strawberries on your lips and feel how slick and smooth they are, with a thick sheen of lip gloss covering them. You can feel a lingering tickle in your throat, a salty, bitter aftertaste in your mouth. You blink and swallow, realizing you must have just eaten cum. The man continues to lead you, pushing you down with his grip and forcing you to stumble on your heels. You barely keep your balance as you start to feel the sensitive nipples on the pair of perky breasts sticking out from your chest as they poke against the fabric of your stretched tube top. And even as you realize how sore your surprisingly small body is, how tender your muscles are, how damp your smooth skin is, that's nothing compared to the horny, deep ache that throbs between your legs. A tender feminine need that is centered on the sensitive folds of a snug little pussy. Your name is Sarah, and you are a whore, a hooker who's been caught. Caught fucking your Johns on the street. Caught sucking their cocks with your mouth. Caught swallowing their cum. Selling your body for money. Milking your marks for cash. And slurping up their cum like a filthy little slut. You hook the boys with your body. Drain their balls with your pussy. And empty their wallets with your mouth. The man pulls your head forward and then to the right, leading you into a filthy jail cell.
Sweet home.
On the floor, you see a filthy, ripped mattress stained with dried cum. Concrete walls tower around you, covered in obscene graffiti, and on one side, bars for a door. This is what stupid hookers like you get, Sarah. This is what nasty little sluts like you deserve. Locked up for being a whore. Not all, is it, Sarah? Everyone knows that whores like you wouldn't be doing this if they didn't want it. They like cock. You like cock. You can't get enough cock. You crave it, don't you? And what about cum? You need cum, don't you? Are you still hungry, Sarah? Everyone knows horny little teenage whores who dress and act like you do. Love the way their customers treat them, don't they? The customer's always right. Right, Sarah? Girls like you are asking for it. Girls like you can't help it. You want to be treated like trash, don't you? And played with like a toy. The cops certainly know how to treat a lady like you. easy, juicy little cock teasers like you, with your bare legs, your tight belly button, your shiny lips, and your perky tits. But they know all about girls like you, Sarah. Hookers like you. And you're finally starting to realize there's only one way out of this jail cell. Isn't there? The cop behind you unlocks the handcuffs from one of your wrists. And you feel the relief of having your hands freed again. But just as quickly as he releases you, his strong hands hold your wrists firm and force them in front of you. He then pulls your arms through the bars so that your hands are sticking out the other side of your cell, resting on a crossbar just at the height of your chest. Then he locks your hands in the cuffs again so that you are forced to stand there with a bar between your arms. Your cell is cold and your skin has goosebumps. There's no one here but you and your jailer. He doesn't say a word as he finally releases your hair. Your heels click below you, trying to find a better position to stand in, as the bar between your handcuff wrists limits your options. You hear him moving behind you. And then you hear the telltale knocking sound of something wooden. You try to look behind you, but your shoulders get in the way. You can't see. Breathing heavily, you look forward through the bars, and then you feel something cold and hard touch the sensitive flesh of your bare inner thigh. He makes no sound, and he ignores your heavy, panicked breathing as he forces your legs to spread open with his rough hands. And then he starts to push his thick, hard nightstick into your sweet little pussy. But he knows your special little secret, slut. You love cock. Any kind of cock. Even a hard, varnished wooden cock. Any cock that you can stuff up your hungry hooker pussy. You like being the object of the affections of a police officer's nightstick. A little slut impaled on the end of a wooden pole. You like getting all that attention. He knows you do. You wouldn't dress the way you do. Otherwise, you wouldn't smell the way you do. You wouldn't flirt and tease the way you do. Unless you are eager to squeeze any makeshift phallus that guys can find to stuff up your pussy. There's no point in trying to pretend you don't love it, slut. He knows better. He fucks you with his wood weapon. And he knows what he's doing, doesn't he? Your pussy is starting to get wet around it, getting slicker and more slippery with each thrust inside you. He's using his tool to get you ready. Ready for his dick. Just like the boys on the streets. You've hooked your man. Hooked him with your legs, your tits, and your mouth. Hooked him with your eyes, your clothes, and your hair. Hooked him with your fragrant animal scent. What a talented little hooker you are, Sarah. Good job. The cop pulls your new toy out of you and drops the juice-slick nightstick to the concrete floor. He grabs you by the hair again, and you can feel him push up against you. He's getting ready to use you, Sarah. He's getting ready to get his freebie from his new favorite whore. Are you ready to give him a freebie, Sarah? He pulls your head back, stretching your arms painfully against the cell bars as you feel the warmth of his dick start to press against the slick folds of your sweet little cunt, the object of his attention, the whole reason you are here. You look through the bars and at your bound wrists and try desperately to remember how you got here, who you really are, what you are, as his dick pushes its way inside you. Your pussy stretching open for him, an indescribable feeling. This is what it's like to be a slut. You gasp and then adjust your feet as he holds your body strong and starts to fuck his tasty little hooker. Job, don't you, sweetie? A wet, tight pussy. A hard, thick cock. A young, teasy girl. You know that this is what you deserve, whore. Without a strong man to treat you like this, who would you be, slut? What would you be without a thick, juicy cock stuffed into your pussy? You'd just be a horny, empty girl with nobody to fuck. How sad is that? A thirsty little slut with nobody to feed her. Nobody to treat her like the stupid little whore she is. He pounds into you, forcing you to almost lose your balance several times. Your tiny skirt is stretched out over your adorable plump ass as his body slaps loudly against yours. And his cock lays its brutal claim to your sore, overfucked pussy. Your shaved cunt is your real hooker. prisoner. That's what the boys want. And that's what the boys get. Your little hooker. But this isn't a fantasy, slut. This is real. You are in a jail cell. You are chained to the bars. And he is not gentle with you. Finally, the man behind you pulls his dick out of your sloppy hole. Without a word, he grabs your hair again. This time, pulling you down onto your knees right beside the bars. Your arms stretched and pulled above you. Your legs slick with juice, spread and squatting below you. You look up at him with your big eyes, getting a good look for the first time. A rugged, aging face. No remorse in his eyes. No compassion. Just a dirty cop and a filthy hooker. Your view of him gets obscured again by his thick, juice-slicked cock as he shoves it into your face. He pulls your hair back and you gasp. Then he guides his veiny member into your wet mouth, pressing it deeper into your throat until you gag. Arms stretched, body sore, legs useless. The hooker is getting more than she bargained for. No music. No fireworks. No romance. Just a whore getting her throat fucked in a jail cell. He deep pumps your throat, forcing you to gag on the filthy, angry dick that was just recently stuffed into your pussy. He pulls out as throat drool leaks out of your mouth and onto your thighs. Then he moans and strokes his cock above your face. It erupts like a thick geyser all over your slutty, makeup-painted face, filthing you up like the dirty little cum addict you obviously are. You moan and feel the weight of his cum on your face as he presses his dick against your cheek and nose, using them to squeeze another squirt of ball cream under your forehead and into your hair. All whores like cum, don't they? Everyone knows that. As he squeezes more and more of his sour, goopy spunk onto your fresh face, you feel the horny ache of your pussy. The need to cum. But you can't cum, whore. The little horny slut comes locked and caged like a stupid little animal, giving a freebie to the cops, getting what everyone knows she deserves. He releases your head and pulls back his dick from your face. One of your eyes is pasted shut with cum. Your hair is heavy with it, and your cheeks and nose feel the thick white ropes of his spunky treat oozing down your soft skin. He leaves you there, handcuffed to the bars, skirt hiked up above your freshly fucked little pussy, cum loading up your cute teenage face. He closes the door and leaves his little slut.
See you later, baby.
His filthy little toy to think about what she is. A horny, stupid little hooker. She hooks the boys and leaves them no choice but to fuck her. To use her. To dump their sticky fuck leavings all over her body. Because that's what whores like her deserve. It's what they want. It's what stupid little girls like you crave. Everyone knows that, Sarah. You're just a horny girl who doesn't know any better. That's okay, because your new pimp just left to find you some new marks. Do you think you're going back to your old life? Your old body? Do you think you're going to wake up? No. No, sweetie. You're never going back. Don't you understand? You're a dream now, Sarah. You're the wet dream of perverted guys and girls who surf for porn on the internet. They're surfing for you. Girls are magic, remember? So, take a look around your new office, whore. You are Sarah now. Sarah was a stupid little teen who sold blowjobs and pussy on the street. She was caught getting fucked. So a cop locked her up. And now pimps out his whore for free.